You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Employees at a North Carolina construction site show up for work to find a parked car with a man and woman shot to death in the front seat. Two toddlers alive but cold in the back seat. Victims identified as Devin Brown and Destiny Wiggins, the mother of the two tots in the car.
Nancy, first responders rushed the children to the hospital for evaluation as the temperatures dipped below freezing the night before, but they were both okay and placed in the care of relatives. Rocky Mount police are unsure of the relationship between 24-year-old Wiggins and 28-year-old Brown.
Eric Coley, 42, arrested in connection to the shooting. He's charged with first-degree murder. No motive yet. Virginia school bus driver Wayne Tomlin makes several afternoon pickups and drop-offs while drunk. A co-worker at another school pickup gets a whiff of alcohol on Tomlin's breath and does not allow students to get on the bus. Tomlin's supervisors take him to an urgent care center. His blood alcohol content, 0.147. Rut-row.
In an interview with Child Protective Services after the incident, Nancy, Tomlin admitted to having several drinks at a friend's house before heading to Lynn Haven Middle School. Virginia Beach Public Schools immediately fired Tomlin and contacted the parents of every student who rode his bus that day.
Tomlin now charged with driving a commercial vehicle under the influence of alcohol and child endangerment. Why is this guy behind the wheel? More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Dakota tribal members have completed what could be their final annual 330-mile ride on horseback to honor 40 of their ancestors killed in the aftermath of the U.S.-Dakota War of 1862. Our friends with the Minneapolis Star Tribune reported that the riders arrived in Mankato Monday morning after setting out from Lower Brule, South Dakota. The riders endured two snowstorms and frigid days. Hundreds of people cheered the riders' arrival in Mankato. The riders have been making the trip each December since 2005 to retrace the route their ancestors took to a reservation in South Dakota. The U.S. government moved tribal members to that state following the mass hanging of 38 tribal members on December 26, 1862 in Mankato. Two others were later captured and also hanged. The executions were designed to punish the tribal members for participating in the war. Authorities have identified the 19-year-old man who was fatally shot during an altercation at the Mall of America December 23rd. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office says that Jonte Hudson of St. Paul died of multiple gunshot wounds just before 8 p.m. Friday at the mall in Bloomington, Minnesota. Police arrested five teenagers in connection with the shooting at a home in St. Louis Park, a Minneapolis suburb, on Saturday. Police say two of the teens are 18 and three are 17, adding that one of the older teens was the shooter, but another may have also opened fire. All five will be charged on suspicion of second-degree murder.
Police say the shooting occurred after two groups of young men got into a fight in Nordstrom, a mall anchor store. Police haven't explained the relationship between the groups or detailed the dispute. Idaho police say they've determined that a white sedan found in Eugene, Oregon, is not connected to the November 13th stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students. The Moscow Police Department had announced earlier that it was working with law enforcement in Eugene to determine if the Hyundai Elantra left on the side of the road there after an injury crash was connected to the Idaho case. Now Moscow police say they've determined the vehicle was not related to the case and asked members of the public to stop contacting the vehicle's owner. Relatively few details have been released about the homicides of Madison Mogan, Kaylee Gonzalez, Zaina Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin. The four friends' bodies were found at a rental home across the street from the university campus. The co-leader of a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been sentenced to 16 years in prison for conspiring to abduct Whitmer and blow up a bridge to ease an escape. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Adam Fox's sentence is the longest of anyone convicted in the plot so far, though it's significantly shorter than the life sentence that prosecutors sought. 39-year-old Fox returned to federal court 4 months after he and Barry Croft Jr. were convicted of conspiracy charges at a second trial in Grand Rapids, Michigan. They were accused of organizing a wild plot to whip up anti-government extremists just before the 2020 presidential election.
The arrest of Fox and Croft, as well as the capture of 12 others, was a stunning coda to a tumultuous year of racial strife and political turmoil in the U.S.
Jody Fletcher's friend wants to prank him by changing his phone wallpaper while Fletcher's using the restroom. The friend took several silly photos on Fletcher's unlocked phone, then discovered disturbing ones when he opened Fletcher's camera roll to select new wallpaper. It contained a huge collection of child porn. The friend calls a Florida cop. Fletcher now charged with possession of child porn. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.